Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. This is Mel, Dimples, and Mella, and this is
Laying It on the Line.
So we're gonna jump right into it. Y'all already know what's up. Mella, tell me what's going on.
So I wanted our first topic today to be about, would you take a charge for a friend?
Friend slash,
it could be your nigga, it could be a friend, it could be anybody. Would you take that charge?
It depends on the charge. And you know what? Not only does it depend on the charge, it depends on if this person has priors. You know, because, bitch, if I got a clean slate and you got a clean slate, bitch, take your own fucking charge.
I'm saying.
Take your own charge.
You ain't never lie.
I agree with that.
Because we both clean out here, niggas. You better take your own
Take your own fucking charge. Now, you mean to tell me you got a clean slate and it's a whole gun charge out here? You trying to make me take it? Come on, babe. Bitch.
I ain't taking no gun charge.
That dumb said, come on, babe.
Because that's the, you know, the niggas be trying to sauce you real quick. Come on, babe. Come on, please. Let's just switch seats. Excuse what? Me? These yo-yos.
I'll switch seats.
What? These your CBBs.
Hey, jokes. These jokes. Jokes.
These ain't my CBBs, even though I'm a user, but you know what? This.
All right, you went too far.
I'm saying. Like, what you be doing after work, kid? Eating?
Where you about to eat at?
With the gun in my hand, bitch. No, but for real, you ain't never lie. Like, it's priors because.
Did you guys ever take a charge for somebody?
I haven't, but I mean, I'm gonna say I would. Like I said, it depends on the charge, but like,
I'm sorry, it depends on the charge. It depends on the nigga. It depends on a lot of shit.
No, I just feel like if the person has priors and that one little, to be honest, you never even know if that one little petty ass charge that you could have taken is gonna take that person to jail for about 10, 15 years.
Right.
So if the person has priors and it's my first charge, I'm gonna take that charge. But they gonna give me a little 100 hours community service. Gotta pay a little court fee.
That's
fees.
Your first attempt. So
and guess what? I mean, I'm not gonna pay the court fees. He gonna be the one that has to pay it. She gonna be the one that has to pay it. But I'm gonna take the charges.
Let's talk politics right now, okay?
All right.
Because nowadays, black females, black men, we do not get justice, no matter what it is. Okay, no matter what, it could be something really petty. They'll give us time. So let's not talk about no community service. Bitches get chime, bitch.
I mean,
I don't know. I think when it's your first attempt, no. Shout out to Pinky, dog. Because that down took a charge. She took a charge for her nigga, period.
That's what's up. What happened? Like, what did she take a charge for?
Dumb got in an accident. I think it was an accident. Some situation.
He got in an accident.
Oh, he got in an accident and she ended up just taking it. Like, because basically he had priors. She did it. Yeah, he had hood nigga. He had multiple priors. So she ended up taking that shit for him. So, you know, I feel like that's why I say it still feel like.
And what was her consequences when she had to take the time?
She didn't do time. She just had a lot of fucking tickets and a lot of stuff.
But now
let's be fair. Now, if it was him with his priors, even though something that's so simple for her could have been so simple for him, they took it up a notch because he had priors. He I just don't feel like that's not fair.
You know these niggas don't be having license. Nigga probably ain't had no license. Probably been got charges. Come on.
Yeah, these niggas really don't be having license.
Yeah, but that is. I just feel like that don't make
and
sense.
And they don't
that's
even
like,
have an avocado. Have a car. They don't have a car.
You don't have a cotto. She's so stupid,
dog. I thought she was trying to say avocado.
You know, I didn't get it. I had to make it right.
Got a cotto. Okay, I get it.
But at the end of the day, I don't know. I'll take a charge, depending on the charge.
Would you?
I would.
Okay,
I was about that life.
So, all right, let me ask you a question. So let's just say your nigga's in a shootout, right? Hey, it happens.
It happens.
I'm running like Snoop Dogg and Baby Boy.
You know what?
He fucked up.
You know what?
I'm gonna head out. That's what you
do. You know what? Listen to the question.
All right, go ahead.
So let's say your nigga in a shootout, right? And he starts shooting whatever. You have a clean slate. It's self-defense, but he tell you to say that you were the one shooting. Would you say it?
Oh, no, baby.
Oh, God. You put me in a hot seat.
It's hot.
Okay, I mean, if it's self-defense, if somebody start coming, if the person pull up on us, I'll take it because you pull up on me. It's, and basically, it's your words against mine. So most likely, that ain't, yeah, okay. I'll take it. I'll
okay.
take it.
Okay, but now what if he see a nigga that he got pressure with and he starts shooting first?
That's my nigga, he ain't gonna put me in that predicament. Sorry. Some if you got pressure with a nigga and you shot that nigga, you doing what you doing, you not gonna put me in.
Some niggas don't think like that. When it first happened, you not his girlfriend. You not not the bitch he came with. You just there.
Cotton ball.
He not thinking about you till after he starts shooting. Are you gonna take the charge?
You bitch chicken if that happened to you.
You know what?
I'm bitch chicken for real, bitch.
Yo, your nigga see his worst enemy. Somebody he could go ahead and get revenge with, and you in the whip. You think he thinking about you?
He not. I know that, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. No, but it depends. I mean, it depends. Like you said, if the person start doing stuff first, and if he do, I will take that charge because I'm like, at the end of the day,
I got you on that. But what I'm saying is now, if he sees somebody he was beefing with and he's shooting first, but he asks you to, okay, say that it was you and it was self-defense or whatever the hell story I made up, are you going to do it?
If it looks right and I can detect it right, then I'm going to say it was
me. So if it looks wrong, you ain't taking the charge.
If it looks wrong and it look like I'm going to get caught up, I ain't taking it. I got
to
swing.
And it would be, okay.
But if it looked like a situation, I could justify it.
Your son come before your nigga. And that's, period. That's, okay, great.
Yo, period, great.
Yo,
that's
great.
That's just dick.
Let me tell y'all. That I'm fucking. Niggas ain't shit, too. Okay? Yeah. Let me tell you why. There's Debbie's, I'm telling you, there was something that happened with me when I was in high school, and we about to get pulled over. A nigga driving a whip ain't got no L's. Nigga in a passenger seat on probation.
Oh my God.
We getting pulled over.
You was just in fucked
yo,
up.
Yo, I'm in a fucked up predicament. And mind you, I'm in the back seat with one of my homegirls at the time. And we get pulled over. Yo, front passenger door open. Plow, he out, kid. Nigga, oh, nigga, out, kid. And me and the dumb in the back seat, like, what the fuck going on? Driver left. Bitch, driver out. Nobody asking us if we about to take a charge for them or if we about to switch seats.
Nobody got time for that.
You're right.
Nobody got time for that. We in a state of emergency. Yo, it's about to be a flood. Either you going to jump in the front seat and drive or stay in the back and get arrested.
Kid, that nigga was out, bruh. We ain't seen that nigga until the next morning.
But it's always a way out of that.
You what you mean there's always a way out?
You two fucking dimes in the backseat of a car. These niggas picked me the fuck up. What the fuck you want me to tell you? They picked me up. They ran out the car.
Yeah, but we
I don't know them. They picked me up. I'm a little thotty and I wanted a ride.
You going to jail
for prostitution. I'm just saying that's not you not depending.
You going to jail for prostitution, my nigga. Period.
But who said I was prostituting? I said out.
Bitch, you got picked up. What the fuck you talking about?
Niggas pick up dimes every day on some. But you get in some dimes that really get in the car. They not fucking a nigga. They just get in a car.
Okay, but you said we don't know them.
Yeah, that's like prostitution.
I'm not getting in a nigga car. I don't know him.
You can't say that. It's people out here. A nigga be like, hey, let's go. We going out to eat. I'm trying to take you and your homegirl out to eat. That's a different story. And you like, okay, I'm with my homegirl. We out. Let's go.
And me and my homegirl both day, stupid as fuck.
So, yeah, y'all both stupid as fuck. There's some girls out here. I'm not saying necessarily me. I'm just saying if I know the nigga, that's what my story going to be. He see me and my homegirl. He want to take us out to eat. We got in the car. Regardless of the fact, what y'all going to tell? Y'all going to say, hey, we know these niggas. Y'all snitching. Which one y'all want to do? Snitch or lie?
Hey, I'm not going to say I got in the car with niggas I don't know. My answer for every question is I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Keep that.
I don't know.
But like I said, you snitching. I don't know. You snitching or you're lying. Which one?
I don't know.
I ain't gonna even lie to you.
I don't know.
Me don't know.
Me can't tell you. Me can't tell you.
Nah, but real shit. So you saying you ain't gonna take the charge. Relationship or your friends.
I said I would take a charge depending on
the situation.
The situation.
That's fair.
If it's something, I have a son. I have to think for him. I can't just think about no nigga. So if it's a situation where I can see I can get myself out of, and I'm thinking, I mean, of course, if it's some easy shit, it's depending. But if it's some shit where I feel like, bitch, I'm going to do 10 years, fuck nigga, no, I can't depend on you to take care of my child.
You know what, to be fair, I just feel like if it's something that I really have to think about, I'm not taking a charge.
Yeah.
Because if I'm putting too much thought into something, that means I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it. I'm going to go with my first instinct.
Yeah.
Now, if instantly I'm like, yeah, fuck it, like, we out, I'm going to do it, then I'm going to do it. Yeah. But, like, if I have to put too much thought into it, I'm straight.
Die. Mm-hmm. What about the ride or die quote? What about that?
Hey, you know what? I had a nigga ask me today, like, oh, if I was your nigga, would you put a gun in your name for me? I looked at him. You know what? I was like, damn, this is a real serious question. Like, niggas really ask you like that. But I told him straight up, I'm like, you have priors. And that's where I got the whole thing from. Like,
so I was about to say, niggas, got priors.
Niggas don't think about you when they in that situation right there, right then and there in that moment. They're not thinking about you. So I told him straight up, no, I'm not doing it. Now, if I'm with you and something's happening and I give you my gun, that's different. But nigga, it was still you.
Yo, these niggas...
It was
niggas,
still you, because you're not thinking about me when you're doing the shit.
Yo, they shoot first, they ask questions last.
They think later.
Okay, they do.
They think later, because they ain't even asking questions, because in that moment, they shooting
hold,
the kill.
I don't even know why niggas hold guns if they ain't going to use it. What's the sense of
Yo, they better not use that shit. Fuck.
But what's the sense of holding
what happened to What happened to fist fighting?
Niggas soft. They don't know how to fight no
shoot
more.
Shoot me my round right now, fuck.
You know what it is? Round. Niggas don't have daddies. Because my dad used to make me fight my brother. I'm dead ass. My dad used to make me fight my
daddy
brother.
Daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair. Niggas don't have daddies.
Oh, shit.
Niggas don't have daddies.
No, but
oh,
real
God.
Shit, like, the gun violence is serious, kid. Like, oh, what happened to niggas shooting their rounds? Like,
because niggas scrape pussy out here.
That's ridiculous. Like, I'd be really
they
scared.
They dicks are outside vagina anyway. Inside, right? Inside.
But, no, but that's the thing. I just feel like, like, in the state that we in now, it's like, niggas don't, they not learning how to fight.
Niggas really don't know how
to. And they be scared. I'm going to be real. I feel like niggas be scared. So they get guns. They feel like they protected. And niggas don't even be knowing how to shoot.
Let me tell you
So something. You got your gun and you shooting at the wrong fucking person.
If you point a gun at me, you better use it. Period.
That's you, I think that's all niggas.
Okay, that's you like throwing your setup. You gonna throw your setup, you better be ready to
yeah,
fight for
but
real.
A gun, if you pointing a gun at me and you talking shit, you better don't talk shit. Use it because the next time I see you, I'm gonna use mine. That's you threatening me.
In that situation, like you said, you point your gun, you don't shoot. Next time I see you, I'm gonna shoot. Your niggas in that same situation.
Nigga, he better
shoot. You taking that charge.
I don't know. I'm not gonna say much.
Okay.
Fuck that.
Cause you saying you gonna do it now in a situation where
okay,
he do
yeah,
it.
Okay, yeah, I'll help. Like, if I feel like it's on some beef shit and I feel like, I don't know. I don't have a bad record, so I'm feel like, okay, if it's anything, I can get myself out of that. Lawyers, whatever the case might be, I'll do
What if he shoot the person and you don't know that the person is dead yet and you take the charge? You gonna snitch?
I ain't snitching.
You ain't snitching.
I ain't sitting in no car with no nigga if I know he on that and then something happened. I ain't doing that. If I know a nigga on that kid, I know a nigga was smacking a nigga right there. I know point blank period. I know what I'm getting myself into. Okay. I'ma start right there. I had some crazy ass niggas that y'all know. I had some niggas that see a nigga, they looking at him sideways. Fuck nigga, what happened? And I was in the fucking car.
Scared.
And I stopped
shaking
talking to
boots.
That nigga for that. Shivering like fucking boots. The fuck? I stopped talking to the nigga because I'm like, kid, if I'm in a situation, if I know I'm not used to that. If you want to do what you do, no. And I'm thinking about my son at that. You ain't going to be sitting here trying to, you know. But that's that. I'll take a charge for a real nigga.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm taking a charge for a real nigga too.
I'm taking a charge.
You know what? I'm gonna take a charge for my homegirls who have priors. But if you don't have priors,
oh, yeah.
we all gonna do the same shit.
I'll take a charge for
y'all.
I'm gonna agree with that.
I'll take a charge for y'all.
You know, I'm never gonna say my homegirls. That goes for everybody.
Yeah.
If none of us have prior charges, take your charge, man. The fuck up, cause you did it. Let's go.
You know what the fuck you was doing.
Yeah, man.
So don't.
As long as you paying that, we vibing.
All right, so. We gonna get into the next topic.
If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
That's facts.
And straight that's that,
facts.
Okay?
That's facts.
Let's jump into fucking 6ix9ine, my nigga.
Oh. That nigga snitching on the whole New York.
Kid.
Brooklyn, Queens.
Everybody is burnt, okay? Everybody's burnt.
I'm not gonna lie, he got everybody.
Yo, he was facing 47 years. Okay.
And when they cut it down to like what, 20?
No, they cut it really down. They cut it to like the minimum sentence for a boatload of crimes. He got a boatload. Let me tell you. The crimes he had was guilty of racketeering, conspiracy, firearm offense, narcotic trafficking.
Wow.
And there was other crimes. He had like 9 things that he was considered guilty of. Okay, oh, yeah, and never. That added up to almost 47 years. It wasn't considered 47 years. It's not saying that it was actually 47. It was probably more than that.
Right.
So that nigga started dipaling. He started talking, bruh. That nigga started talking crazy. He was talking crazy to the point we got a whole bunch of other celebrities saying that, yo, he muttered it.
He lying.
He did.
He lying and I ain't got nothing to do with it.
I'm not even going to lie. For
his life on the line.
For him to know all these stories, he got to be lying about something.
Yo.
Ain't no way.
This nigga looked like a snitch.
That nigga sat in the court. He was like, hey, you want me to tell you about Cardi B? You want me to tell you about her too?
No.
He was just naming people.
No, but any
people.
Nigga that got involved with this nigga before he even got himself all caught up, you dumb as fuck. That nigga should have been really confusing to y'all boys since he dyed his hair all these fucking colors.
I'm not gonna lie, he came out of nowhere.
That's
the thing. 6ix9ine came out of nowhere. I feel like as a rapper, you don't know where the fuck he came from. And to be honest, he could have been police.
Been, huh?
He could have been police. I feel like everybody's so surprised. Oh, 6ix9ine snitching and he doing this and he doing that.
Been
he,
a CI.
Been police.
He been working for the ops.
Been.
And police been writing his lyrics.
Ben! Yo, they been writing that nigga lyrics for real.
They been writing his lyrics. They know what's hot. They trying to get in the topic.
Yo, this nigga so burnt, it makes no sense.
These niggas be knowing who snitches is, period.
No, for real, for
real. Y'all just be wanting to be down. Y'all be trying to... That's why I don't get y'all niggas. Y'all be quick to put y'all faith in a nigga, but y'all won't put y'all faith in a bitch that's holding y'all down. That's crazy.
Oh, no, we ain't gonna talk about that.
We ain't talking about that, but I'm just saying, how y'all trust a nigga so fast?
But that's the thing. It's not even about trusting niggas so fast, because it could be your homeboy that you known since elementary. Now, I can't even say since elementary. Your mom and your godmom, your mom and your neighbor, y'all was always together. When niggas gonna switch, they just gonna switch. Sometimes you never know.
Yeah, you
like,
right.
You never know. I just feel like you never know. But I feel like with 6ix9ine, his case was just so...
His case was
it
too
was
much.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
Because it's like he came out, and when he came out, he been reckless.
Yeah, he was. Been,
you
was
know, most celebrities, they come out, they vibe. Most celebrities, they come out and they vibe for a little bit. And then there's a switch where it's like somebody tried them. Mm-hmm. This nigga was on tack on everybody.
What?
He was coming for everybody and he did not give a fuck.
50 Cent,
he was on, but that's the thing. He was on some 50 Cent shit, except for 50 Cent wasn't starting with people. You had to try 50 for 50 to get on you.
I ain't on that. 50 Cent, he owe me money. I don't owe him money.
Be careful what you say.
He do owe me
before
money.
He come and
before
take...
Before he come sue me.
He gonna come take this entire podcast.
Oh, my God.
50 coming. But we ain't talking about 50. We talking
about
6ix9ine.
Yeah, we talking about 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine is a fucking snitch.
I feel like with him, it was scary. But you don't think of that at the moment. But when you think back at it, it's like he came out, he did his thing. He got into a little trouble with the police, but the shit he got in trouble with the police for was not as bad as, who should I say? It was somebody. We're going to get back to that. But it was somebody who got in trouble with the police, and I feel like it wasn't that serious, and they doing time. 6ix9ine, it was like he got in, got out, got kidnapped, wasn't kidnapped anymore, dropped a song with Nicki. Like, who
he
the fuck?
He got kidnapped by the FBI.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what the fuck.
The whole time he could have been police. The whole time.
You're right. Yo, they said if he keeps talking, he gonna get even more time put on.
Yeah.
So.
No, more time put on. I feel like it's all a lie.
Yeah, it's just. But you gotta understand, these snitches gotta cover their ass too.
Nah, that shit.
So he probably feel like, hey, the more I keep snitching, they gonna. It's like it's a backstory.
But that's what they do.
Yeah.
He probably say some shit like, okay, y'all want me to tell more shit? I need 5 years reduced.
Every time I say something. Fuck
every time I need 5 years.
Till I can feel like
but
I
the
can
thing
do
is,
2 years.
You so y'all feel like he wrong? Wrong for snitching? That's that. Because
okay.
Before we even get into that, okay, is he wrong for snitching? And when he get out, do you guys think he's safe?
When he get out,
I
feel like he's going to be safe because... Because
nobody not going to fuck with him if he's already in the police eye. That's setting yourself up.
I'm not saying safe from the police. I'm saying in the streets, I just feel like because who he is and his music kind of makes an impact on certain people who probably don't believe in the shit that we believe in, he's still going to make money. He's still going to be out dropping songs.
He's probably going to be big.
And don't get me wrong. Sometimes we can hate a person and they make a song and we feel in the song, regardless if this person is a snitch or not. regardless if the person is a snitch, it's like, damn, this song vibe. Mm-hmm. We don't even think about him being a snitch.
Yeah.
And right. That shit they go forget. Over our heads.
You know what? Social media, that's that. Go back that, to that's that. That's exactly social
how
media
that is.
Shit.
That's how it is. Because people, like I'm always going to go back to Chris Brown because I love him.
Of course.
But know. People hated Chris Brown when the situation happened with Rihanna.
I even stopped listening to his music low-key. I really was done they with I was
hated
done with
him.
I was done with that kid.
But guess yeah. what? I just feel like we all do bad shit. We all sin. We all do shit that other people don't agree with. But at the end of the day, who the fuck is God? Mm. Y'all not God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, I don't feel like he wrong.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, I don't
That's
feel
not
like,
what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that I don't think he's wrong. I ain't saying that.
I feel like for him to be snitching, you should have never been involved if you knew you wasn't down. You knew Man. You wasn't down with that life, don't get involved in that life. But at the same time, too, don't take a charge for a nigga that ain't gonna take a charge for you.
All right, now.
Do not take a charge for a nigga that won't take a charge for you because I feel like it's a lot of shit that goes down that way. Mm. I know people in situations where they don't know that this person's about to testify against them, but had they known that the person was going to testify against them, they would have done the same shit right
probably,
back.
Probably.
And it's not even a thing of being a snitch. It's the whole shit of you supposed to have me and I'm supposed to have you.
Yeah.
But you don't have me, so fuck nigga, why I have you? The fuck you could go.
All right.
I just feel like don't do time for the people that ain't gonna do time for you. And he might be in that situation where everybody like, nah, I don't need... And Kiki Palmer is, I'm sorry to tell you, but I do not know this man. You know? Yeah, that's probably what the fuck they say. And you never fucking know.
Gee shit.
So him snitch, I'm not saying it's okay, but he ain't completely wrong.
Okay, what about... You think he was wrong, Jamala?
He was wrong. He was really wrong.
Okay, so what's up? You got the cap for us or not?
That story is exactly what my cap of the week is.
Okay.
Like, if you know you're going to snitch, don't do the time. Don't do it. Don't do it at all. If you're going to put yourself in a predicament where you feel like, dang, if I get caught, I'm going to snitch, don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it. Mm-hmm. That's like you.
You know what?
That's like you, Mel. You doing something. You hitting your shit. You doing what you doing. You ain't getting in nothing. I come on your play, and then I'm like, okay, you put me on whatever. I'm jiggy. I'm already jiggy. And I'm like, damn, in my head, I'm like, damn, I'm snitching. I'm the one that basically rat you out. You was out here. Nobody, you ain't get touched. So it's like, I feel like.
I can't trust you.
But that's what I'm saying. If you feel like you cannot, if you're not going to stand in the heat, you're not going to take a charge, do not do it.
Right.
That's, and I feel like you always have an option. Everyone has an option on what they want to do and what they don't want to do.
Yeah, because you got to think about it before you do it.
Some things, don't get me wrong, some things are under pressure. Mm-hmm. It's under pressure, but I feel like I always say, if it's something that you have to put deep thought into, don't get yourself involved with it. Because you don't really want
to
do it.
Believe it, I respect a nigga if he come to me and he be like, yo, I'm down because I need to make some money or whatever the case might, whatever it is, the situation. But look, I ain't meant for jail. If you tell me straight up, point blank, period, I'm thinking like, this nigga gonna snitch on my ass. If I decide to fuck with you after you told me that, that's my shit. I just gotta deal with it because you already put me on point. You telling me you ain't meant for jail. So what you telling me right now, you dry snitching. You telling me I rip, you gonna snitch.
Yeah.
So if you gonna sit here, guys, if you're gonna be a ride or die, you gonna do what you gotta do, do what you gotta do. Don't sit here and be like, oh, when it happens and shit fuck up, you wanna sit here and be like, he did it. Cindy at the mall told me this, and then Robert told me.
Right.
Do not do that.
And Mario said this.
I also feel like, you know what? It's different when it's like a crime, like a whole shootout versus fraud, you know?
Oh, my God.
Because I feel like fraud charges, they just be so much easier in cases from what I know. Fraud charges just be so much easier. I'll take your fraud charge, baby.
Let me do the fraud time because niggas be in the fraud system, bitch, and they be still living their life off the Henny and shit.
Yo, after they get out, wow. Bro.
Yo, a nigga was having Thanksgiving in there chilling with bottles.
That's probably because it's the feds. But okay.
I'll do fed time. Sorry.
You'll do fed time.
I'll do fed time, bitch, and I'll eat it. I'll eat that shit up. I'll do fed time. I ain't doing no other fucking time. Fair time is petty anyway. Fuck it. All right.
So, Jess, you know we've been waiting for this shit all week.
My dimples be having the songs I'm that I be grooving to. You know, I'm trying to, like, slow it down. I'm tired of bringing,
come on,
like...
You slowed it down.
I know enough, man.
What's the song of the week, bro?
It's Moan. Give it to me.
I'm not gonna lie, it's still slowed down, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Because, you know, Summer Walker, like, she just be with the shits.
Yeah, she been weird lately, though.
Yeah, she been weird, bathing herself like a cat and all, but
That's not what happened.
I know, but it looked like that.
It looked like it, but don't say, like, that's how it happened.
But I was reading the comments, and they said, look at her bathing like a cat, and I started dying, so I had to say
that. It sounds funny, but we don't want to put out the wrong information. Like, that's not what was going on.
She was not doing it, but the dom still was licking her rag and bathing her.
No.
You know what?
She was doing the cat shit.
Okay, leave her alone.
We doing song of the week.
Go ahead.
That's it.
Summer Walker gonna drag you, and when she do, I'm gonna be right along with
her. Summer Walker, I fuck with you. It's just so funny.
All right, so this is Playing Games by Summer Walker.
Whip, body, whip, got it, job on it. Did I ever ask you to take me to go shopping in Paris or go sailing overseas and just drape me in Gucci, no? All I ever asked was you to pick up the phone when you alone. All I ever asked was you to show me some love, kisses and hugs. No, I never had an issue, go to the club with your boys, baby. I never wanted you to stay too long, just wanted you to show me up. So won't you say my
name? All right. Tune in.
I was grinding on the chair.
Yo, you gave me Tet vibes. That's all I'm going to tell you.
That is Summer Walker. It's called Playing Games.
Okay.
I'm about to go jam to that.
Playing Games, Summer Walker.
Okay, again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Mel, Dimples, and Mella. And this is
Playing It on the Line.